Anyway, the story is shouting things at footballers.
Yeah.
I'm in the civil service, so I've got privileged information as to Bob Wilson's middle name. Ooh.
I wonder what that could be. You can always tell when you've got us. We don't dabble all over you. Yeah, go on.
Standing on the North Bank years ago watching him play against Tottenham, I'm a Spurs fan, so half-time comes along, puts his gloves in the back of the net, and he just looks up to the crowd. Oi, Primrose! From the blue on his face, it was...
No!
Seriously?
No, sir. Yeah. No, but I'm thinking if somebody shouted now, and I suspect I'm going to get this out of it, Primrose at me, I'd look round.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd look round even more stunned if you knew it.
You'd spend the whole of your life hiding this middle name.
But how do you know it is his middle name?
Honestly,
he's a civil servant. He's found it in government computers, hasn't he?
No.
Yeah. You've missed some part of the story.
No, I heard him say that, but I didn't know where
he's made the connection, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I don't need to. You're buying it H-L-N-S.
I am. I'm falling for this.
Nothing to do with being the Arsenal goalkeeper. You want it to be Primrose.
Yeah.
I will be extremely surprised if Bob Wilson's middle name is Primrose. This sounds to me like a story that started nicely, and then he said, hey, do you know, he said, my mate worked for the civil service. He looked it up. We need some other evidence to cooperate. Once we do...
You are a civil servant, yes?
I am a civil servant, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And you yourself have seen the computer screen that says Robert Primrose Wilson.
I have actually seen a document with his signature on it.
Then, sir, I do not for a second.
I raised my Glenrick Pilcher-style hat to you. No question.
His middle name's Primrose.
Honestly, no word of a lie.
Well, he could get a musical act going with that,
but I think this is maybe the end of it all. Because, you know, we have...
We'll be working on ITV television before the week is out.
You can't keep... You seriously cannot employ a man, I don't believe anyway, to present a network football show who has the Primrose middle name.
No.
You can't do that. I don't know.
I'm sure you've got the ear of one or two people who actually appear on here.
But I've got...
You see Kevin Keegan, so... Next time you're talking to Bob Wilson...
BBC and
well,
then
cool.
Radio.
Maybe he passed the name down.
Yeah, we're going and seeking him out.
He's got two options. He can come down and say, that's a proud family tradition, in which we can all say, sorry, Primrose, we meant no offence. Or else, every time the ITV gantry is spotted, I'm saying, hordes of Primroses should come up to...
Yeah.
Primrose? Let me say it.
Have you tried looking at other footballers' names?
The only other interesting one, most of them are dead boring. The only other interesting one was Martin Chivers.
Yes, you fascinated strangely.
He's pretty boring, but he's Harcourt.
Harcourt? How boring is that, you fool?
In the meantime, the rest of us out there wondering why our rent rebate hasn't come back in time. It's because they're all gathered round the old computer screen going, Harcourt? Primrose?
Oh,
man.
You've got to look at a lot more for us than that. We need a whole lot more next week.
I don't care what action takes place this afternoon. I don't care what results roll in. I don't care if Man United get beat 11-0, which is a possibility. They've got to follow this show. With the kind of information we've been given out, we said you had to follow Glenrick Pilcher. He did.